Thanks for downloading the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. This is episode 10.
Hit out to advantage, crumbs a ball, kick, yo!
We are heading into the last of our bye rounds and we've got all the advice you need.
Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Emo, Calvin.
Oh, no.
Again.
Back-to-back again. Emo.
Back-to-back Emo, and I'm not real happy.
Well, we're going to get straight into our plus three, negative three. We will start with the negative three. Calvin, sounds like you better kick us off.
Well, I've got plenty, once again, plenty to choose from, and I'm going to go straight to the biggest spud in my team, Merritt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, my goodness.
A lot of people would be saying, well, you're the spud for hanging on to him. But you, what, a scramble for 18?
Waiting for Merritt, obviously, to get this buy. Now is obviously the time he's got to go. But, geez, 44 points. Everyone jumped on him when he was, you know, in 30-plus touches a game, having those massive scores. And since then, I reckon he's averaged me about 16.
Well, he's gone 30, dreadful. He's gone 30, 30, 40.
Get out of my team!
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible.
Priority number one this week.
God,
they've got their bye, so it's good timing.
Oh my God.
Right, hey, so you're not leaving on good terms, are you?
No, and Dog.
All right, well, my negative three is a trade-in that I bloody did this week. And my trades that I'm actually, guys I'm bringing in, are failing massively. And this is Thursday night. I think partial lockouts, I panic a bit.
They mess with your head, don't they?
Like, you just think, well, because, like, if a player's going to come from there, you got to get that sorted. And often that could mean you double trade, so you might have to do that.
Yep.
So my trades are actually locked in on Thursday night. And I was going to get Tex Walker, but then I thought, no, I've got a bit of coin there. How about I just get someone that it has bottomed out? And that was Travis Cloak.
Yeah,
he had
I know.
Bottom out, and he just pretty much got his average really there. He's 57. He was clanging marks everywhere.
He was in the opening play. One bounced dropped off that. His chest outside 50.
I'm not
if he does that early, he's done.
He might
as well go sit down. Yeah.
I'm not thinking it's the end of the world because I've still got him for a good price. If he averages 57 from here, it's probably about right. No, but he's my bad.
He's
guy.
Capable of averaging 90.
They've got
he
some
could good, good.
They've got some good games
got
coming.
A very
up,
easy
so
draw coming.
That was part of my reasoning for it, but. Yeah, I felt a bit silly when I saw an extra 20-odd points from Tex Walker.
Mm.
Roy, who was yours?
I do feel sorry for you. It's a bad pick. My negative three was Zorko.
Oh,
14. It's disgusting. Now
it was disgusting,
I do feel sorry.
After the game.
I do feel sorry for him because, well, Gastro went right through my team. I was absolutely spewing when Rocky was out, and then Zorko gave me the shit. So I had it as well. Negative three to Zorko. You are better off just not playing and not affecting your break even as far as I'm concerned.
And your pride, everything.
It wasn't even.
And your pride, did you say?
Your pride and your price.
Yeah, exactly right. So there's one negative three for Zorko. Now, Calvin, let's get back on the positive side.
I only had one good player.
Oh, yes.
I only had one, and that was Gary Ablett. Like, 127 points. You know, I looked to do the loop-de-de-do poll, ignored Beams as 107, chasing a bigger and better score, and Gazza, three goals in his first three kicks.
Oh, he was awesome.
And for those people who needed him to come big for you, he did. 127, great captain score.
It was. Warn?
Yeah, well, mine there. Roy, you're going to not like this one. It was like Easter was a little while ago, and we saw Jesus rise from the dead.
Yes.
Now, Matty Yench.
Oh, far out! I tell you what.
He looked like I thought he was going to miss the rest of the season with his broken ribs.
He will if I ever see him.
Because,
I tell you, they will be broken.
So before the bye, he broke his ribs. It looked like, I think they even named it up, that it was going
to
be
three to four,
was it?
The last one I read was three to four.
And then even on Twitter, people had asked him, what should we do with you with our fantasy sides? And he said, trade me out.
Did he really?
A lot of people,
why would he do that?
I've unfollowed him.
Good. I wouldn't
because it's disgusting.
That's terrible.
But yeah, he came back from the dead. So in that game, 90 points. That's not bad coming off. Well, he didn't even miss a week for me in the end. It was just his normal bye. So I'll give that to my boy. And the other one that was really good for me, Roy, you've got him though. He's your man.
Yeah, well, God, I'm angry about that. You brought it back up. Langdon, you're not going anywhere, son.
No.
You can just stay back there. 105 in three quarters, I might add.
Yeah, exactly.
Did
right.
not move in the last, but that's okay, Langers. I don't mind that if you've pumped out.
Jeez.
105 in the first three quarters. So he can well and truly stay there at the moment. He's gone 90, 100.
Yeah, exactly. I think he does. And that's it. Like, it's sort of probably the next question we've got for all of this. That there are some of these rookies here that are... don't want to go as far as calling them keepers.
No, but they're
doing
enough.
If he's scoring like that, they're low, very low priorities to trade. And it's going to be hard to... not only, you know, we always want to upgrade our rookies or grab some cash from them or whatever to do a little bit of work. But the going up still in
value.
And
that brings me back to a moment I had when I bought in Reece Shaw. This was the kind of theory I was working
with. How did he go for you this week?
Well, he got 80. an 80.
Oh, did he?
That's like double his average.
That would be a plus. No, that's all right.
No, I was pretty picky this week. And that's my theory. I got him, you know, got a few hundreds out of him, you know.
So you're going to trade him this week?
He's gone. Bloody oath, he's gone. Even Merritt, get out.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's disappointing for me.
He's got what? 100 for you? Yeah, one that we don't talk about. And then an 80. Why would you trade that?
Well, one, he's got the buy. I need more players to play. And I'm sick of you blokes giving me...
So with these buy rounds, boys, we've gone through two of them. We've got one to go. But it seems like we're just getting that much like bad luck going through. Yeah. It's just bad timing, I suppose, for our teams. Now, Roy, you did cop it. Now, we didn't say our scores before, Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably we don't really want to. I think we're all very, very
below
par.
I only just got over 1,500.
Yeah, they're not good scores.
No, we probably won't even mention them because then people will stop listening.
No, you've got to say, I didn't realise we'd forgotten them. You've got to call them out now.
All right.
I got 1,647.
1,553.
Karma.
What's that about? What's that supposed to mean?
1,724.
How is that karma?
Because you don't deserve to be scoring well.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, that's harsh.
If you're picking
who?
Shaw on your side.
You picked Robinson on your ground.
You would have two this week, wouldn't you?
Oh my God. Keep going.
All right, so the bad luck, Roy. Our scores were atrocious. Yeah, we were a long way. All of us slipped in our rankings and missed out on a few important league wins along the way.
Yeah.
But, Destroy, where was the bad timing for your side?
Well, that's the thing. I actually have been very well structured over the complete buy round.
Yeah.
And I was really unlucky this week. That 16.50, that could have easily been, you know, 18.50 with Rocky and Zorko in. So that I was burnt bad. Rocky was my highest averaging player. He was a late withdrawal. Oh, really?
Yeah,
there
you
go. He was the late withdrawal. I had three vests to go with that this round.
Yeah, you've copped a lot of vests.
They're not ones that I would expect, like Zorko 14 vest.
Yeah.
Come on now. You always put up with this sort of thing through the season because, you know, you got 22 players playing. You're not going to have everyone dominate.
Yeah.
But in the bye round, you just want a little bit of consistency, not just getting hit with bullet after bullet after bullet.
A bit of good luck along the way.
Exactly.
So the big one for you, Rocky there, that was just completely unlucky. You had a bare 18 playing too, didn't you? Is that right? Or did you have 19?
No, I had 18.
Oh, so you had 18, so that ended up being a zero,
Well, in a weird twist, no, it didn't, because the vest of Robinson
was
the late inclusion, so he came in for a very 26. Handy 26. But no, it's unreal. And you hate stuff like that going on at the best of times, but when you're thin as it is,
And that's it. I think with the vest, that's the... Look, we're playing our best 18, so... And they're coming from our benches and all that sort of stuff. They're not guys that normally suit up on our ground. But I reckon that the vests that we've copped in these last 2 weeks, so these two buy rounds, have been more than what we would have normally copped even out of our full squad of 30.
The players that are wearing them.
And that's like Matt Crouch was one this week.
Why would he have a vest?
In a week that you need him, a popular rookie, we've had plenty along the way. And just about every game, so when we check those teams 90 minutes before the bounce, like... we're sweating on a vest there, and most games is someone that is a fantasy relevant vest.
Oh, just back on the whole Rocky thing, the Rocky Zorko. Hate to brag, but I'm just going to brag for a sec. Roy's rumour mill had a scoop.
It did.
Didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Early.
Yep. And
warned people.
Yes. It
did. Something was going to happen.
And did you know that it was going to be Rocky?
No. I would have traded him.
Calvin, your bad luck of this week. And it has to be Stevie J.
He was always going to get tagged. Okay, he was always going to be tagged by Crowley. And Crowley has held him to like 60 before.
He's been good.
He always seems to get him. The worst thing that came out of this, though, for me, He doesn't have Crowley this week, does he? Oh, that'll be nice. Another 120 from Stevie J. No, he got angry and he's been suspended and he's out for a week. So,
should have seen it coming.
I should have seen it coming.
Well, you did actually, didn't you?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to trade Stevie out over the bye period because I didn't want to miss his bye. And then I thought, well, he was out with a
lot of big guns. You could have. Yeah.
So I just thought, oh, but anyway, it didn't end up working out like that. But yeah, 56 points from one of your premium guys who could have potentially been captain. I hope people didn't do that. That would have been ridiculously silly. But I'll tell you what, though, in that game, Joel Selwood, 130 plus.
Yeah.
He's got to be close, and we'll talk a little bit more about him later, but he's a guy who's a bit of a shining light.
Oh, definitely. Just on that Stevie J thing, the past few weeks I've heard you asking Warndog, why doesn't he have him? Why wouldn't he have him? Because he's been going so well. Were you guys by any chance sitting together when he was on 13 at half time, and was there any banter going on?
Dog was brutal.
Was he?
He was brutal.
So he was reminding
you. He said this sort of rubbish to me. Hey, Kevin. I go, yes, Warnie. Guess what Steve Joe's on? And I'd go, I don't know. What is it, half time? He'd go, yep. And I'd go, oh, what? 30? Light. I'd go, 20? Lower.
How happy would he have been?
And it got to the point
did
where...
Did he have his smirky dimple happening?
He had his little
dimples
going.
Yes, I knew he'd dimple it up.
He had his dimples going and his chest poked out. And I think I stopped playing when it was under 15. What did he have at the half?
I think it was 13.
Oh,
but the
did
worst thing
make
for
it
that...
To the end of a
I
game.
Stopped playing.
The worst thing for that is that he had 17 at quarter time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, why didn't you throw that at him?
That's like Nathan Jones 2002.
It is. Wow, that's awesome.
All right, let's keep soldiering through. Look, a couple of other guys who didn't stand up for us. Look, we don't have them, but Montagna and Riewoldt.
Yeah.
They've been awesome. And look, there's a couple of premium guys who you'd expect 100 from or very close to it each week. And they just didn't get it done.
Yeah, well, I don't think Montagna, you just have to take that. It sucks. But geez, Volt, I jumped off him a couple of weeks ago.
That was a master stroke.
Just because he'd been pretty much getting knocked around in every game. He was playing, looked like he was playing injured and just being out there for the sake of it. The bye's going to do him a world of good. But while he's still got some value for you, and it might help because they've got the bye this week, trade him out. You might save a few little headaches because it was awesome. I think it was about 120 average in his first month or so of footy.
Mm.
And then, it's been dreadful since. So, I think if you can, trade him out this week because you're going to be better off for it and see if you can get a little bit of value.
Yeah, Dangerfield was in red hot form again. 135.
Oh, I would have loved it. He was always in my plans to come in after their bye.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and it just hasn't been able to happen because of which players I've ended up trading or had to have traded. So
he went into beast mode. McCaffrey was trying to run with him and he was just everywhere. He was unbelievable. He's definitely ripe for the picking.
And he's pretty cheap. He's break even at 74.
He's back to where he started, actually, his price. So,
but he's got form now.
He's got form.
He?
Exactly right.
That was his 400 in a row.
Well, there you go.
Yep, absolute machine.
We're going to look at some trade targets for this week. Now, as we just mentioned, Dangerfield with the form and that break even of 74, he's got to be high on your priority list. But in the forward line there, Taylor Walker, he looked good, didn't he? First game back, he looked very comfortable.
79 points on... In his return?
Yeah, what I liked most about it was that he was getting up the ground too, and that's what I was hoping to see from him. He's trimmed down a little bit, and that did give him the ability to go right up the ground for those Riewoldt-type marks.
Yes, exactly, and he kicked four behind, so imagine if he actually converted those.
Exactly, he had about 50 50 at the half as well, so on track for 100. Do you like him, Vate?
Look, I do. And as you said, the fact that he pushes up the ground to find it, like easy plus sixes.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of Riewoldt and also glimpses of Gunston this
year. Oh, your boy.
Don't give a shit about him, do you?
No, I don't. But he has got one of the highest break evens this week.
Does he? Right for the picking.
Walker, his break even though is only 35, so time to
he's ready
grab him.
To go up. All right, what else are we looking at there? We said Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood, break even of 95.
So that's just normal.
He's easily going to get that.
He's bottomed out though. He dropped in price again this week.
Yep. Yep.
That's his break even. That means time to jump on.
Yeah, and another one you're looking at here,
actually.
Dog.
What about with Stevie J out? He's definitely going to get that tag back straight away.
He'll get it back, but I think
which mode is he in?
That's it.
Which mode is he in?
I don't know. There's a little bit of stress because I've been an owner.
You have.
I've been very happy with him this year up until that last 3 or 4 weeks. I got rid of him for his bye, so that was where my thinking was. But, yeah, he'll be okay.
I'll bring you back to this time last year.
Yes, yep.
Right? This is where he starts rolling.
That's when I picked him up, too.
And he was about second year, and then he went...
And he went bang. And I'm talking 130s, 140s every week. So he had a 130 this week.
Yep.
I think it's time.
I remember we had the discussion and said, he's reached the point where he is now untaggable.
Yes.
Yep.
And then this year he proved us wrong. We've been a bit harsh. It was only really a 2 to 3 week period where he was down. But
enough to frustrate fantasy coaches, I destroy.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if we are looking for bargains.
And frustrations.
Frustrations, good point. Premium. Ryan Griffin, the attack dog.
Warning.
He has bottomed out. He's got a break even of 60. He is only 415,000.
Oh my goodness.
He has finally shown form. He got 100 in his last game. Can you say no for that price? Is it actually possible to say no for that price?
I am currently... He sits in my team.
Oh!
He was a Monday morning little trade.
I've heard this before.
Warney's definitely not picking him in because not once has he followed through with a Monday morning trade.
I don't know. That's the thing. I did tell... I maybe tricked a few people into getting
you
him a few weeks ago.
He does.
When I got him. And he hasn't done it. But now he's down to 415 grand. You just have to...
He's a stepping stone to...
Consider he's coming off their buy. Like, it's all... Like, all of that is part of it. It's adding up, but there's not many other guys. Actually, there's not many other guys probably under that are playing this week. There's a few with the bye this week that are playing this week under 500 grand that you would actually go.
No,
because
exactly.
I've got 500 grand, and I kept scrolling, and he was the only one that I've actually
definitely
felt like
I've looked in the same price range. Goddard is the obvious choice that you would
love
that's there at that price. He's got form and I think he's under 500.
But
you can't do it.
The buy.
The stinking buy.
Doesn't that hurt?
So do you go the extra cash grab down to an attack dog? That's a question.
That's a good question.
Warney's not doing it, obviously, because he's told you to do it.
I tell you what, what you could do with that too. If we don't want to get rid of Dom Tyson, do we?
Not yet.
It's hard. It's the timing. It's the buy. It's there.
As someone that has traded out Dom Tyson right before he went 300s in a row, basically, I think you got it. If you can get your 18, 19 players this week, you keep him. You just keep him and let him. I tell you what, it is horrible having to watch him score well as a previous owner. If you've got him, I don't know. I don't know who you would upgrade to. Who else has got 300s in a row?
There's not many. That's another one like that with Polek. I actually dumped him last week to get Pendles in, so I'm not going to be worried about that.
No, because it's a good upgrade.
I'm not going to stress about that, but he's another one like that. It's just about time to go, but their form has been so good that
they just keep hanging on, don't they?
They're at M8 and be pretty happy with them.
Yeah, they're not high on the priority.
What about, we'll backtrack a little bit here, Charlie Cameron. Do we believe the hype? He's got a break.
He was very solid.
He's got a break even -5.
Yeah,
he was very solid.
Is he a target if you need to get someone in this week?
I can just see. Like, I thought he was going to get the vest last week. I can just see him copping the vest. He's that sort of player,
definitely.
And that could be a vest at the start of the game, or even a vest throughout the game. Yeah. Like, he would be an easy one for him to take off.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. I think he did enough this week that he should avoid it next week.
Agreed.
His pressure and that was outstanding. So
realistically, this week's the only week that we need him.
Yeah. Good point.
Like, that's as soon as the buys come. Like, as soon as the buys are done, if you're trading him in this week or you got him last week, surely he would end up being your 7th or 8th forward.
Yeah,
he's not going to be a starting player for you. He shouldn't be anyway.
No. In the back line, Bewes played a very well-rounded game. He scored over 80. He's 134 and his break-even is -20. So, I don't know. It's always hard to give someone job security in a lineup like the Cats, but he just did so well.
But it's exactly the point Dog was just making then as well. Like, he's not... We only need him for one more week.
Yeah.
And then he's going to sit back there next to Giorgio for the rest of the year, isn't he?
Yeah. So, as a cash grab, I don't know. He looked pretty good, didn't he? I was very hesitant. I thought he had best written all over him as well.
Well, if your mate Cade Collard-Jasny's not back...
Oh, Collar.
You could trade him to him.
Or Reece. You just want me to keep Reece. Get out of here. Get out of here, you dirty bugger. Tweedledee, 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 tweedledee,
tweedledee, tweet, tweet. All right, boys, it's time to hit up the Twittersverse and the Facebook and all that sort of world. You know, all of that. Let's have a look at some questions here. Rightio. Roy, we'll start off with you. This one's from Ben Palmer. He wants to know, Matthew Wright, is it time to say goodbye?
Well, yeah, it's a great question. He started the season really well. He probably only had one bad game over his first six. He was pretty much a walk-up 90.
He was solid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. But last couple of weeks, he's gone back-to-back subpar performances, including a vesting in his last game, which isn't a good sign. Now, what I'm thinking, although he'll have a high break-even, like he'll probably drop a bit this week, I'm thinking for the last week of the buys, you take what you can get.
Yep.
Make sure you've got that 18 or 19. If it means keeping him this week, do it. But he's definitely on the high priority list to trade out next week.
Ah, nice one. All right, Calvin, here's a simple one for you. Corey Reece-Farr wants to know, Lacroix or Dalhouse?
Who's out?
Dalhouse!
Look, Lacroix suspended. He won't play this week.
Okay.
So it's the easiest answer in the book.
So,
Dalhouse.
Oh, right. Cool. All right, Duncan Hill. Is it worth keeping Polek and instead of trading out Robertson to Joel Selwood?
Yep.
You get a little bit lost there. Okay, so is it worth keeping Polek and instead trading Robertson out to Joel Selwood?
Right.
So there's a fair bit of price difference between them.
Yeah, I'm in a similar scenario here. I looked at that. I want to get in Joel Selwood this week because he is such a bargain. I looked at getting Robertson to him, and I was like $5,000 short. So then I looked at Polek, who would get me to Selwood, and I would have some money left up my sleeve. It seems so silly, though, doesn't it? Because Polek's playing this week, Robinson's not. So that sort of trade is purely depending on how many you have this week. Like, if you've got the luxury of having 20 or so, you could get rid of Polek to make sure you get Selwood now while he's ripe for the picking. But
and
I don't know.
And that extra cash could
be extra
handy
cash
too.
So as well.
If you are able to go Robertson to Selwood, I think that's a no-brainer.
It's an awesome trade,
However, if you've got enough players this week and you can get rid of Polek,
you
might be able to get two fantastic players with that extra cash. So,
whereas in that scenario, if I...
Because
my players are quite low, that's why I like, attack dog.
Whoa.
He's nipping at my heels.
All right, now, Brycey Dahlstrom. Who's Strom? That's Dahlstrom. He's finally trading out Giorgio.
Are you lucky duck?
Yep. Now he must have a fair bit of coin there because he's choosing between Bartell and Simpson.
Whoa.
Who would you boys go if you were
Donald
blessed?
Well, he's obviously found some buried treasure or something.
Yes.
Look, for me, out of those two, I like Cade Simpson. I like it because he's such a pig sometimes, the way he just goes chasing the ball. Whereas Bartell...
I would say scab more than pig.
Whereas Bartell sort of can sit forward a fair bit
and
relies on his plus sixes being lead out marks, whereas Simpson can link up a bit and get in those cheapies.
Simpson does do that. And as an owner of him, I am pumped with him week in, week out. Like, he doesn't have a down game. He has a down quarter or something. Yeah. And that's what the story is, because he'll always get himself and get that 90-odd or more.
Roy, who do you reckon?
I'm just picking the better player here and going Bartell.
Yeah,
I think he's getting it done. Bartell has averaged massive fantasy numbers in the past.
Yes.
Although Simpson has been a good fantasy player in the past, he hasn't reached those Bartell heights. So I'm going Bartell.
All right, next one comes from Anna Lee Brown. I've got Dunstan and Tyson, hold or trade? So
their time's up. Not for Tyson, though.
So,
hang on.
Their time is up, did you say?
No. Hold Tyson. Tyson, I'd definitely be holding on to him. Dunstan's time to go.
Now, they've both got the bye this week, so it's perfect timing with those
rookies. As we said a moment ago, if you can get away with it, like if you've got enough guys there, then, look, firstly, Merritt should be your number one priority if you've got him. He should be the one that goes.
Yeah.
Calvin, we did that weeks ago, mate.
Yeah. Too right. But for me, I'm holding Tyson this week because I've got too many other duds I need to get rid of.
Yeah, you get rid of Dunstan out of the two first.
Definitely,
if
without
you're doing
a doubt.
Yep. So there's that one. All right, Brandon Richardson. Should I hold Zorko or look for other options.
Ah, oh, Zorko. Now, if you have already got Zorko in, I reckon you hold. Yep. Like, the guy's going to average 90 for the rest of the year, I reckon.
He's surely a top six forward.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking the only disappointing thing as an owner of Zorko is that everyone else is going to pick him up cheap. You just hang on now and enjoy the ride.
Yep.
Disappointing that other people are going to be getting a bargain, but hold the big fella, I reckon.
Yep, hopefully he gets plenty of fluids into him this week. All right. Hayden Judd, our final question here. Pretty simple, he's just written a name there and a question mark. Kane Mitchell,
he's back.
Blast from the past.
The Dark Knight from last year.
Yeah. Great question. Even though he's only written his name and a question mark, it is a brilliant question. Yeah.
The best two-worded question of the night. Look, let's go over a couple of things. Right. He's 275K.
Mm.
He's only played one game and had 113 points. Break even of 7.
He looked good. He looked really fit.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to give you a one-word answer for this one. No. Not interested. I'm not going to go for it because he's a vest contender every single week based on what he's done last year. If you like headaches, yes, get him in. But I am saying no.
He's a ball magnet. He's just a ball magnet. Remember his numbers.
As your first emergency each week, you didn't have to worry about the vest. If you could get him to that point.
Like, geez, it could even be worth almost a sideways trade. If you have Robertson.
Yep.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It doesn't cost you very much. And how much better would you be feeling about having him?
A luxury trade at best.
But it's a great two-word question.
All right, so that is the social media tweets and Facebooky questions. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can do so at
CalvinDT,
at RoyDT,
at WarnieDT, and the official AFL Fantasy account is at AFL Fantasy.
All right, boys. Could you footify a Swedish ice hockey fanatic?
Introducing Footify Fans Plant, where NAB plucks sports fans from around the world and you convert them into footy fanatics.
It's another way NAB is doing more to footify Australia. Get involved at nab.com.au/AFL.
All right, thank you very much for listening to this episode 10 of our podcast. It's the last buy round, boys. Yeah, so
I'll be happy to see the back of them.
I'll be extremely happy to see the back of
them. I feel I have munted my team slightly trying to get through them in.
We'll be right. We'll be right. We'll be able to build it back again, I'm sure. So, So this round finishes, last one. Obviously, best 18 counts again this week. We've got our two trades to use. Make sure you're using them wisely. Don't forget also, while you're listening to this, you might as well jump on and do it. The fantastic NAB AFL Fantasy Match Day comp. Two games this weekend. We've got Friday night footy, that is Geelong and North Melbourne. And then on Saturday night, Port Adelaide and Hawthorn. I reckon there'll be a few good options to select out of those teams. So make sure you're in it to win it, which is great prizes too. $250 for each one and an AFL Live Pass.
Speaking of winning it, I haven't checked the results of the Sydney-Essendon game from last week. I reckon I would have won that.
Yeah, well, you were pretty good. Who did you pick in that?
Oh, Kennedy captain. That was one thing.
Good call. And you had Bird.
Yeah, Parks.
Oh, Jesus, and Birdie. Roy, you're a machine. It is that easy. Even Roy can get up there. Thanks for listening.